Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our Bible prophecy study titled Evidence for God in the Mark of the Beast. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com or send them by U.S. Postal Mail Service. And if you'd like, you can send a check or money order donation made out to Bible Believers Fellowship, address to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Or you can also donate by going to bbfohio.com and using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen. Now we begin our Bible prophecy study titled Evidence for God in the Mark of the Beast. This is part one of two. All right, we're going to be in Revelation 13, if you want to get in turn there. And we're going to begin there and then move around a little bit tonight. All right. Current events update. Been pretty heavy this week, stuff going on. We always just want to remind you that our problem with liberals is that they hate the God of the Bible. So when a liberal talks bad about you, or they'll accuse you of being a hater, and they'll make up a false God in their own image and then say you don't know God because you don't match their imaginary God. That's because they do that because they hate the God of the Bible. Now, it may sound harsh, but that was true about me before I became a Christian. I couldn't stand the God of the Bible. I loved the idea of a God that didn't care about sin. And I loved the idea of a God who just, you know, oh, boys will be boys. You know, he's like a old man sitting up on a fluffy cloud with a nice big long beard, and he sits around saying, oh, boys will be boys and girls will be girls, you know. And that's the God that everybody makes up in their own head, and that's why they hate the God of the Bible, because he's holy. And that's heavy. But the Democrats have just proven how bad they hate God. They're going to take the words, so help you God, from the oath taken in front of the key House committee. And they're going to try to do that across the board. They're going to try to take God out of the oath. And we've already, via the Democrat Party, people like, was a guy in Minnesota, the Muslim. He's sworn in on a Quran, and then they had the lady from Arizona. She was sworn in on a law book because she hates God. So that's what we're dealing with when it comes to liberals. There's a remnant of liberals in the Republican Party who love this stuff too. So it's not just Democrats, but liberals, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green Party, or what I'm now calling the Starbuck Party. What's his name? Howard Schultz. He says he's going to run as an independent. I think he should call it the Starbuck Party. But liberals, no matter what their political affiliation, love death. For example, in New York, they passed a bill allowing abortion up to birth. You can be giving birth, in labor, giving birth, and kill your baby in New York. And you don't have to have a good reason for it. There never is a good reason, but you don't even have to try it. And I've been in hospitals where I was, when Mariah was born, a lady was yelling, I don't want to do this! I don't want to do this! Well, now in New York, they say, well, we can take care of the baby. You know, you still end up going through all the labor and everything, but they kill the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their governor brushed off criticism of the new law, saying, quote, I'm not here to legislate religion. So now murder is a religious belief, you crazy people. I mean, you shouldn't care about murder. It's not a religious... Our whole country is based on the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it? There's also life and liberty.
Yeah.
And yes,
sir? I don't know. I just wondered that Donald Trump wants to pass a bill to teach to have
a... Yeah, Bible. Yeah, he's wanting the Bible to be taught as a historic document.
So not actually
right. And that's my concern.
To give the options.
Yeah.
Actually, in Europe, we have one.
Yeah.
In our schools, so they're Catholic and Baptist.
Yeah, my concern with that is that you get a bunch of kids in there and the teacher just starts ripping the Bible up in front of the kids and talking bad about the Bible.
That's what they do at the college level.
Yeah, at the colleges they're already doing that, and several of you already know that. Well, he's a reprobate, and if I were to visit New York, I'd love to be able to go up and meet the governor, and I'd wear this T-shirt. That's truth right there. Oh yeah, it's a picture of a aborted baby. It's not an actual picture of an aborted baby. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of a aborted baby, and they sell T-shirts that say "I Heart New York," and it's just I with a heart and NY. And in this one, they take the heart away and they put that symbol of an aborted baby. And it's an eye catcher, isn't it? Somebody's going to make a mint off of that. But this is only the beginning. In Virginia, Governor, Northam, he is defending a bill that he wants to sign that'll do the same thing in the state of Virginia. And Virginia has been taken over by liberals. You know, that's what liberals, there's not a state in the union that was made great by liberals. Do you know that? Every state, including California and New York, the people who made those states great today would be hated by liberals. Liberals are parasites. They come in and they take a socialist, liberal, whatever. If you read human history, they come into any country and like a parasite, blood-sucking parasites, they kill a country. Literally killing millions of people most of the time. Venezuela's going through it right now. Now, this Northam, he was discussing this on a radio program, and he said that this bill that he wants to pass, an infant could actually be delivered up to its neck, and then the physician and mother could decide whether it lives or not.
Wow.
These people are sick. America, better wake up. I mean, these people are sick. Yeah, Mary Lynn?
Partial birth abortion has been going on for years. Has it been done away
well, it, abortion they've been able to ban that procedure for a while now. Yeah. And that basically what the states are doing is reinforcing it in their state. Okay. Federally, nationally, they were able to do away with it. Okay. So they and it's just a partial birth abortion is a big long Orwellian newspeak that the news media has pounded our heads with. It is infanticide. It's infanticide. It's murder. And so when you hear, and I'm not correcting Mary Lynn, what she said is right, but anytime you hear that, it's an accurate name for what the procedure is called. But the definition for partial birth abortion is murder, infanticide. And it's all about money.
Yeah.
A love of money is the root of all evil.
Second question.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, I heard that some senator put it on the floor to be voted on that you had the right to murder your child up to 6 months of age if it didn't work out. Is that true?
There was something. What was that? I remember when that was happening. Yeah. A child, an infant. That's infanticide in its very raw form there. But I'm trying to think of who that was. I do remember that. Yeah, it did happen. I just can't remember the name of the person. And there was a professor in one of the Ivy League schools that was pushing that stuff, and he made the news and everything about the same time. Now, there's also a video. Bill, this is the lady, if you want to call, I'll use that term loosely, who sponsored the bill, and it would allow termination up until birth. And there's been outrage, but there's been a lot of outrage over a lot of things over the years, and it still didn't stop it from happening. So anywhere liberals rule, if you want to know what's wrong with our inner cities in America, liberals, that's what's wrong. liberals. Liberals run the inner city ghettos, and they put a, especially in the black neighborhoods, they put a Planned Parenthood or other abortion clinic on several very prominent street corners so they can kill all those babies and make money. It's all about money. The love of money is the root of all evil. Rhode Island, the state where Roger Williams was able to establish the freedom of religion, separation of church and state, which, by the way, doesn't mean that there's not to be any influence by the church on the state. It means that the church and state are to be separate. There's not a church state or a state church. Anyway, in Rhode Island, they're about to legalize what they call partial birth or late-term abortion. And that's a picture of what they do. It's a artistic drawing, so it's not as graphic. But they deliver the baby up to the head. They jab it in the back of the neck. And they suck its brains out while it's still alive. The heart is still beating. You want to know why I say this stuff about liberals? That's why. And if you can see what these liberals are all about, the wickedness, the murder that's in their hearts, and not get a grip and get a clue about what we're fighting in this country, that's it. This is from the news story. Who was it? Letthemlive.org. But they were quoting a news article. It said, the contents of the bill are sickening and allow more harm and damage to be done to women. The bill repeals many statutes. Think about this. It repeals statutes that would criminalize doing harm to an unborn baby, even accidentally killing a woman during an abortion. So if you decide you want to have this done, you're a lady and you have that done, and they kill you, your family has no recourse. Too bad. They'll throw you in a box and bury you. The new law would make it legal to intentionally or unintentionally kill an unborn child in the womb, whether a mother wanted to keep the baby or not. In other words, if a man assaults a pregnant woman and kills her child, then he could not be held accountable for the murder of that child.
Wow.
You say, why are they doing that? Because it's been a hypocrisy of abortion since 1973 that if a woman wants the baby and then somebody kills her and the baby dies, they would get it for both lives. They would get a homicide charge for both lives. Double homicide. This bill will do away with that. So if you kill a pregnant woman, you no longer have to worry about being charged for killing the baby. Rhode Island. And that's our current events update. That's what we're dealing with in the United States of America today. And it does make you angry and makes you sick. But folks, we're going to look at this thing tonight, this mark of the beast. But everything I just told you, it's evidence for God. God said in the last days, this is the kind of wickedness we were going to be dealing with. If it was all like TBN, oh, there's a revival sweeping the land, you know, on the TBN networks and all that, they're full of it. Baloney. If that were the case, God's a liar. Why? Because God said as we approach the end, it's going to get worse. Love of many wax worse and worse. Paul said they'll be worse in being deceivers who are deceived and being deceived. And on and on it goes. It's going to get worse. Yeah, John?
People without natural affection.
Mm-hmm. Romans 1.
Olivia, we love our baby already.
Yeah.
That concept is horrifying.
Yeah. Yes, that's the word for it. It's unnatural affection. It's not natural affection to feel that way. But again, that's what the Bible said would happen as we approach the end. So on one hand, you can be kind of be what John taught on Sunday, Jekyll and Hyde here. On one hand, you can be angry and want to bust them. But on the other hand, you're like, man, this is awesome in the sense that God said this is what's going to happen and it's happening. So God is real. God's word is true. Yeah, Mark?
Yeah, I'll give you an example for the reason these women do this type of thing. Abortions. I was reading years ago in sports. where this tennis star, I can't remember her name now, it's been about 35 years ago. She boarded her baby because she was afraid of ruining her tennis star.
Which is the love of money.
That's all it is.
Yeah? Bible's true again. Over and over. So we're going to talk about this evidence for God, as we're saying about this current events update. There's evidence of God in the mark of the beast. We've talked about the mark of the beast, but we didn't talk much about the implications. And that's basically what we're going to talk about tonight, the implications of what we're seeing in regards to the mark of the beast. This is how the news media is now covering this. When I was a kid, you'd never seen this article, this headline. When I became a Christian in 1989, that article would not have been in the news. That's how far we've come just since I became a Christian. Human microchipping is here. And I'm not saying that just because of the technology. I'm saying that human beings, especially Americans and Europeans, and even into South America, there was only pockets in the world where people weren't totally, fully aware that the idea of putting a chip or a mark on everybody was an obvious thing for the coming of Antichrist. But see, fast forward now, 30 years from when I was saved, and it's called Bible ignorance.
Yeah. Okay.
People, we were talking about schools teaching the Bible. Well, it used to be that even if a kid didn't get taught the Bible in public school, they got taught at home, they got taught in their church. Even the churches now that you won't even hear the Bible in. Back 30, 40 years ago, they used to actually teach the Bible. That's how far the apostasy, the falling away has come. To now, you go out on the street and talk about microchipping, and very few people have that little proverbial red flag come up. They're just like, what's so bad about that? I do it for my pets. Well, yeah, but the Bible says there's coming a day when every human being is going to be marked with something that's going to enable the Antichrist to track your every move and every financial transaction. Well, we're there, folks. The only way you can spend money and not be tracked is if you always only deal in cash, and that's almost impossible these days.
They can track cash.
Oh.
They can track cash.
Yeah.
Get it out of the machine.
Yeah, if you go to an ATM and
ATM, you get your cash out. They can track.
And also the barcodes and the money.
Yeah.
But $5, they have that little wire.
Yeah, they have that.
They can read it from a satellite or a police gun can read it from there.
Yeah. Mark?
Yeah, you were talking about that microchip. There was, you know, when Hal Lindsey came out with that book back in 1969 or 70, Upper Arlington was a bank. And
yeah.
It was at that time experimenting with something similar to that.
Yeah.
And then in 72 and 73, the universal barcode was
implemented. How many of you remember, we taught, some of you weren't here, we taught on Revelation 13 months ago, and I showed you that, but some of you may not be aware of it. The city of Upper Arlington, just down the road, went cashless. And they had everybody in that city using a cashless system for, I can't remember how long. Yeah, and they did it. It was an experiment. And it's amazing. I didn't know that until I was researching and they said, you know, saw the headline, Upper Arlington Cashless System. And it was years ago. It was back when I was a kid. Yeah. So they've been working on this for a long time. Look at Revelation 13. If you already got there, we're going to read verses 16 through 18. And as our foundation for the next few minutes as we talk. Revelation chapter 13, beginning in verse 16. Give you a second to get there. Let's read all three verses, beginning verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. led him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now verse 18 says that these three sixes will be basically like a foundational number. When you dial a phone and you're calling, it used to be a little more exact, but I used to know, you know, I was going to call my folks down in southern Ohio, that I would dial a three-digit number, 614. They changed that to 740, and I, for the longest time, would dial the wrong number. Because I would dial the 614 instead of 740. But just like that's how the phones worked, that's how this financial system is going to work. Everyone will have a number like your Social Security number. See, you're already ready. Theoretically, all they'd have to do is add 666 to your Social Security number or your tax ID number if you're, you know, if you're like a documented employee from a foreign country or whatever. That's the same nine digits, I believe, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? So you'd have either on the beginning, middle, or end, you'd have 666 and your Social Security or tax ID number, employer ID number. So theoretically, that's all they'd have to do. And look what it says, verse 16. What's the first four words there? And he causeth all. Now, we are so used to this. That's why I want to talk about this tonight for a minute. We are so used to this that we take it for granted. We lose the shock value. Even going back to when, again, before I was a Christian, this was impossible. The idea that every person on the planet could be forced to have this number, 666, and a mark in the form of a mark so that they could track you. Folks, that was impossible. They used to, jump ahead of myself here. The unsaved world loves to mock us for our biblical beliefs, and this is one of them. They don't mock us as much about this anymore. You notice that if you go out, and I don't suggest you do, but I get email unsolicited where they mock us for what we believe. In the rapture, you know, they mock us for the virgin birth. They mock us for a lot of things. I get very little email or other sources that mock us for believing that we're about to see a day when every human being on the planet has to receive a mark and a number in order to buy, sell, or trade. We are already to the point where you have to be in the system. Well, like Jenny said, even to get cash, you have to be in the system and go to an ATM or some other, you can, at Walmart or the bank, but you still have to be in the system to get cash. I don't know, how many of you still get a paycheck? All right, McDonald's and... So you still have to get a check. Those pay cards, though, that's in the system. Yeah. That's what I meant. You're not getting a check. Direct deposit. Almost everybody I know is in the system. You can't get a check anymore. At where I worked up until 4 years ago, you didn't have a choice. If you wanted to work for them, you had to go direct deposit, which meant you could potentially never touch cash. You could be totally cashless. That was never even... Back when I was a kid, that was like, no way, that's not going to happen. And the Bible predicted it, and it's happening. And it wasn't predicted in any other book. No other religion, no other, you know, prophet outside of Christianity knew anything about this. Only one book right here, this King James Bible in English, tells you. By the way, they mess up the mark of the beast in the new versions, a lot of them, so that's why I specify King James Bible. Yeah, Jill?
That's why majority of people use their credit card.
Yeah.
The day, where at the end of the day, I have no cash.
Yeah.
Because everybody's
and as I was telling Jenny, it makes sense. I worked at, I won't name the name, but I worked at a little department store, but it was small. It wasn't like Walmart. And we got robbed. And we had a lot of cash. If you fast forward today, they don't have that much cash. You rob a place like that, you better grab some cartons of cigarettes and other things because you're not going to get away with a lot of cash. That's what they do, by the way. Yeah, John?
I used to work for 27 years in the business forex industry. So I designed a lot of checks for a lot of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the last time I was there until 2002. But apparently what was going on in the check industry is that the Rockefellers moved their five banks to Japan, and they were the ones instrumental in knocking off the check industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going for the capitalist society.
Yeah, yeah. They want to eventually get to the point where there's no checks and eventually no cash. That's where they're going. This is an example of how they want to make fun of people who won't go along with the liberal agenda. Have you seen this? We just read this, and they shall wear the mark of the beast on their foreheads, and they have the MAGA hat. That's just an example. I was showing you how they want to mock you for your belief, but notice they're not mocking the mark. They're knocking the MAGA hat, but they're not mocking the mark. And you'll see that very little anymore. The world's even that they'll be held accountable for that. This is an evidence of God in His existence. It is the fingerprints of God on human history. The mark of the beast right now being established. The whole cashless thing and everything. And the world knows it. They're going to answer for that when they stand before Him if they keep rejecting Him and rejecting Him and rejecting Him. But we were told to expect this. In 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days what?
Scoffers.
What they all the news media mock and make fun of Christians for their beliefs, the rapture, you know, and all that. They've got Rapture Palooza was a movie that came out where they mocked and blasphemed and everything, and there's several of those movies that came out. Just mocking and making fun of Bible believing Christians. Now they don't have any problem with if I put on a robe and I have a cross with the Eucharist and alrighty then. You know, they like that. Yeah, I can parade around and we have a little cookie up there. Everybody's like, oh. You know, that's okay. But if you're just a simple Bible believer, you're crazy. And I have this happen every couple of weeks. And sometimes it's people that I grew up with. And this past week I had somebody that I grew up in the same school and everything. And her Jesus is a godless reprobate. And she wants to hold me up to the standard of her Jesus. And I said, your Jesus is a fake. He's not a real Jesus. The real Jesus gave you a book. I don't have to ask you what Jesus would do, what Jesus would say, what Jesus claims, you know, about sin. He's told me right here in this book. And so when you and I have a conversation, there's only one point to the conversation when we talk about sin, when we talk about salvation. I believe everybody's a child of God. You're wrong. Because Jesus said ye must be born again. You're not a child of God unless you're born again. John 1, what is it, 15? That's John 3, you must be born again. But John 1, he said he gave power to become the sons of God.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.